The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Ever imagine creating a tour business? Not one that just gets by, but one that travelers just can't stop talking about. Like, what's their secret?
Totally. And today, we're lucky enough to pick the brain of marketing guru Chris Torres. He's got some seriously insightful advice on building a tour brand that truly lasts.
This is going to be good. So where do we even begin? What's the first step on this journey to building a brand that really sings?
Well, get this. Chris says it all starts with a little introspection.
Introspection, like looking inward.
Exactly. It's about understanding what makes your tours special, what Chris calls your, quote, unique value proposition.
Okay, unique value proposition. It sounds a little, I don't know, businessy, but I think I get it. It's about figuring out what makes your tour stand out, right?
Yep.
You nailed it. It's about what you offer that nobody else does. Are your tours all about, like, those crazy immersive cultural experiences, or are you more about the adventurous, you know, thrill-seeking kind of trip?
It's like, what's the story you want people to tell when they get back home?
Right. And it's not just about the tours themselves. It's about your core values as a business.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all about sustainable travel? Is safety your top priority? Or maybe it's like over-the-top, amazing customer service. Whatever it is, those values need to be woven into, well, everything you do.
It's like the foundation of a house. You get that right, and the whole thing's going to be so much stronger. Okay, so we've nailed down our core values, our what. Now, how do we shout it from the rooftops? How do we turn all of that into a brand that really speaks to the right people?
Now we're getting to the good stuff. Chris is a big believer in truly understanding your ideal customer. Who are you trying to reach?
It makes sense. You wouldn't try to sell, like, a hardcore mountain trek to someone who'd rather be sipping cocktails on a beach.
Exactly. It's a total mismatch. You got to speak their language. Are we talking about luxury travelers who want the red carpet rolled out? Or are we going after the budget-conscious adventurers looking for the best bang for their buck?
Each type of traveler is drawn to different things, different experiences, different ways of describing those experiences even.
100%. A luxury traveler might be all about words like exclusive or bespoke. A backpacker, they're probably more into authentic or off the beaten path. It's about hitting those key emotional triggers.
Knowing your audience inside and out is so key. But there's this other thing, right? Chris talks about this balancing act between staying consistent with your brand and adapting to the, you know, the ever-changing world of travel. How do you even begin to balance those two things?
Yeah, that's where things get a little tricky, right? It's not about staying stuck in your ways. Chris calls it strategic evolution. Think of it like a tree, maybe. Yeah, like a tree. You know, it needs strong roots, those core values we talked about, to weather any storm. But the branches, the way your brand expresses itself, well, those need to be able to grow and adapt to the changing seasons, right?
I like that. That's a good analogy. So it's not about, like, reinventing yourself every time a new travel trend pops up. It's more about finding ways to evolve without losing what makes you, well, you.
Exactly. It's all about staying true to yourself. Let's go back to that adventure tour company we talked about. They've made a name for themselves with these crazy adrenaline-pumping experiences. Then all of a sudden, sustainable travel is everywhere.
Right. The big thing now.
So do they just drop everything and completely rebrand as an ecotourism company?
Well, no, that doesn't make sense. It would feel inauthentic.
Totally. What they could do, though, is start highlighting the ways their current tours embrace sustainability.
Or maybe even introduce a new line of, like, eco-adventures to cater to that growing demand.
Now you're getting it. You find that win-win. You evolve with the times, but you don't lose yourself in the process.
Makes sense. Speaking of things that represent your brand, Chris also talks about the importance of a timeless logo.
Oh, absolutely. That little visual identity, it can make or break a brand.
No pressure then.
Well, there is some pressure. Think about it. That logo, it's often the very first thing a potential traveler sees.
First impressions count.
You know it. And you want your brand to be memorable for all the right reasons.
Chris actually gave some really great tips for designing a logo that's not just trendy, but truly timeless.
He's all about simplicity. A simple logo is instantly recognizable. Look at companies like, say, Apple or Nike. Their logos. Clean, simple, and everyone on the planet knows exactly what they stand for.
And those logos have been around forever. Proof that you don't need to get super complicated to be effective.
Right. It's about capturing your brand's essence in a way that's both powerful and enduring. Chris actually warns against chasing after design fads.
It's like those word art designs that were everywhere back in the 90s.
Exactly. What's hot today might be completely dated in a few years. You want to choose fonts and design elements that have that classic, enduring quality.
So we've got our rock-solid foundation with our core values. We're speaking our target audience's language, and we've crafted a killer logo. What's next?
Now it's time to take it to the next level. We've got to forge those genuine emotional connections with travelers. We need to move beyond the, you know, practical stuff and really resonate with people on a deeper level.
It's about making it more than just a trip. It's about making it an experience they'll never forget.
100%. It's about creating those memories that they'll carry with them long after they've unpacked their bags.
How do we make that happen? How do we create that kind of magic?
It all starts with telling your story.
Our story.
Yeah. Share why you started your tour company, what lights you up, what you're truly passionate about. People are drawn to that kind of authenticity.
It's like inviting them to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
Exactly. And never underestimate the power of, like, a great customer testimonial. Those real stories from real people, they carry so much weight.
Oh, for sure. It's like getting a recommendation from a friend. You're way more likely to trust that than some fancy marketing campaign.
Exactly. And this is where that personal touch comes in. Chris is also a big believer in making people feel valued, like they're more than just a number on a spreadsheet.
Those small gestures can go a long way. You know, things like a handwritten note, a locally sourced welcome gift, even just remembering someone's name.
Absolutely. Those details show you care. And when you create those kinds of positive memories, you build brand loyalty. People remember how those experiences made them feel.
And you better believe they tell their friends about it. It's like word of mouth marketing gold.
Mm.
So we've covered how to build an incredible brand. But the million-dollar question is, how do you keep it fresh and relevant as time goes on, especially in the ever-changing world of travel?
Now that's the real challenge, isn't it? But lucky for us, Chris has some words of wisdom on that very topic. It's kind of like, well, Chris says building a brand is like building a ship.
Okay.
You can spend all this time crafting the most beautiful, seaworthy vessel imaginable, but if you don't adapt to the, you know, the changing tides, the currents, you're going to end up a run aground.
That makes sense. So we need to be ready to adjust our course, right? Navigate those changing waters.
Exactly.
But how do we know which shifts in the travel world are worth, like, really incorporating into our brand?
Okay.
And which ones are just, you know, they're just going to be gone next year, like a passing fad.
I get what you're saying. And this is where those, you know, those core values.
Oh, okay.
Those core values we talked about earlier, they come back into play in a big way.
Makes sense.
If a trend lines up with what you're all about,
mm-hmm.
and the types of, like, experiences you want to offer,
right,
it might be worth saying, okay, how can we fold this in? How can we adapt to this?
Okay, so we're not just jumping on every bandwagon.
Exactly.
We're carefully choosing the things that really feel right for us, and most importantly for, you know, for our travelers, the people we're trying to reach.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it this way. Like, Chris talks about a tour company that's built its reputation on these small group off the beaten path adventures, right?
Right.
And let's say they suddenly start getting tons of requests for these huge,
oh wow,
like massive, like bus-sized group tours.
That's a tough one.
To, like, way more mainstream destinations.
It's kind of like, well, on one hand, like, of course you want to give your travelers what they're asking for, right? But on the other hand, it's like, that kind of goes against everything that your brand has always stood for.
And that's exactly Chris's point. It's that sometimes the most authentic evolution is actually knowing when to say no.
Interesting.
Because if you don't actually believe in what you're selling, it's going to show and it's not going to connect with people.
Maybe
it's
not going to feel genuine.
Exactly.
Which brings us back to, I think, like, the heart of all of this.
That's it.
Delivering on your promises.
Oh, 100%.
Because I don't care how amazing your branding is.
Right.
How cool your logo is. How well you know your audience.
It doesn't matter.
If you don't deliver a good experience.
If you're not delivering on those promises, nothing else matters.
It all falls apart.
Yeah.
So how do you create those wow-worthy tours? The ones that people come back from and they just tell all their friends, you have to do this. You have to go on this trip.
I think Chris would say it comes down to a few key things.
Oh, well, lay it on me.
passion for one,
okay.
attention to detail,
okay.
and really, like, truly understanding what your travelers want.
It's like loving what you do.
Yeah.
Sweating the small stuff, you know, making sure everything runs smoothly.
Absolutely.
And also, like, really getting into the minds and hearts of your travelers, the yeah. people that are going on these trips with you.
100%. When you can nail those three things.
It's powerful.
It's magic.
It's magic.
It truly is. It turns, you know, it turns those first-time travelers into lifelong fans.
Exactly.
The kind of people who come back year after year, who tell their friends and family.
The best kind of marketing.
There's no better marketing than that.
This has been incredible. I've learned so much from chatting with you today and unpacking all of Chris's brilliant insights.
Me too. He's really onto something.
For anyone listening who's out there building their own tour business, remember.
Yeah.
It all starts with passion.
It really.
If you genuinely love what you do.
Yeah.
And that shines through in every aspect of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You're already off to a fantastic start.
You've got this.